This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are in Augusta where, of course, the Masters will be going on starting tomorrow. Today is the par three. Mike, I got to tell you, man, coming up here, like I was playing in the Masters, just driving up, you know, Bobby Jones Highway, and I'm
right.
Every time I make this drive, and you know, whether you're going through Augusta or you're headed back to Atlanta, you always go, man, I wish I could just stop, right? Don't you think about playing and just getting out there and checking things out?
Man, my buddy David Pollock has actually played this course. I've lost track how many times he's played.
Yeah.
I know. Guys like us aren't, well, you're worthy, I'm not worthy. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, and it is 520 right before you get to Washington Road. And already ran into a bunch of listeners. Want to give a shout-out real quick before I forget to Bill at the bar wearing some Florida State gear. Bill has this for Small World. I went to FSU. Actually, his brother graduated from Pensacola.
Okay.
And he's wearing the gear. And I was telling him about our conversation the other day on the radio about should I or shouldn't I re-up for my season tickets.
What'd he say?
I wouldn't do it. Anyway, so we're hanging out here. And I will say this. You mentioned getting out in this neck of the woods. It's great when you get out in this neck of the woods. I just want to share it real quick. With folks who live in Conyers and Covington in Rockdale County, you guys, you have our prayers. I don't know how you do that section of I-20 because it's a damn madhouse, man. The construction, the traffic, good Lord.
I thought it, and I'm saying this because I know there are people on their way here or, you know, coming in over the next few days to check out the Masters, but I thought there'd be more cops on the road. I didn't see a whole lot, and I will tell you this. This freaked me out. I'm driving, and I just happen to look up. You ever look up on a bridge?
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what's he doing up there?
Looking at you.
Yeah, I'm going to speed limit. I'm not speeding or anything. But then you pass them, and you see that he's out the vehicle with the gun looking down at the highway. And I'm like, oh, you sneaky, dirty, rotten, you sneak. So I start laughing because I'm not speeding. But I'm thinking, this guy's going to get somebody in 3, 2. Yeah, it's going to happen.
I was going to save it for guy talk, but since you broached the subject, I'll make it brief. I was telling Carl when he rolled in today, I said, there is man law, I think, for the roads. You know, if you're going like 2 miles an hour over the speed limit, get out of the left lane. Then there's always the rabbit concept. If you are the guy who's the lead dog, or in this case, the rabbit, you know, you lead for a while. But if somebody's getting basically a free ride on your back, at some point, a little reciprocity, you know. Now you swing over. I'll get over in the right lane. Now it's your turn to lead, and you must lead for the exact amount of time that you followed me.
That's right.
So this dude from,
you have to take the chance.
So there's a guy in a Challenger with Texas plates, and I'm the lead dog for a while. And finally, after an hour, and we're getting into, like, you know, we're getting past, like, you know, where Camp Twin Lakes is, and I know there's radar traps up and down, so I swing over, and then this dude just, like, he's all sheepish, like, I'm like, go, dude. I'm like, I got the top down. I'm going, like, wave, go. Finally gets going. He does, like, 20 miles, then he gets out of the way. I go, I pass him. I show my watch. Like, you're still on the clock. And then he flipped. ripped me off.
Oh, wow.
And I figured he's a Houston fan. He's still in his bag.
Maybe.
But either way, and I presume, I don't know if he's driving to the Masters or just on a long, lonely ride on I-20 from somewhere in North Texas, Carl. But, yeah, I was like, come on, that's rules of the road. Little, you know, little, I help you, you help me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And it's funny because a couple of guys passed me, and, you know, I felt like that old guy. I'm just moseying along. And then I end up passing them, and I'm like, why did you guys pass me 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That's another part. Now, again, we could do this if we were going to do the last call, but it's one of those things we used to joke around about what grinds our gears is, you know, if you are going to pass somebody, maintain that speed. I think that's, as we always joke around, if you're going to go, cruise control or something, but keep, don't speed up and slow down, Sparky. Then you create the accordion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, guys, we'd love to hear from you. We're out here in Augusta. By the way, physical location of this Twin Peaks, it's right off of Daniel Parkway, 277 Robert C. Daniel Parkway is where we'll be until 7 o'clock tonight. We got a lot to get to, man. Braves last night, Mike, you know, watching that game
play
out.
Great to see.
It was. And look, I told you guys, and jokingly, because we had a lot of fun with Sean Murphy, but I said, look, Murph's going to hit. How about this, you know, first appearance for Sean Murphy coming up big last night, driving in a bunch of runs, and the Braves do beat the Phillies in the opener 7-5, but it was Murph, his return from this rib injury. We didn't know what we were going to get, and the irony to all of this is we said we needed a spark.
Yes.
This sparked us last night. Now, I'm not telling you it's going to be sustainable. I'm not telling you Sean Murphy's going to hit 400. But we needed a spark to get this offense going.
And I thought Sean Murphy, I thought Austin Riley, you know, one was a gift and one he earned, but Austin Riley hopefully is going to get things turned around. And I joked around on social media, on Twitter, we don't say X on Dukes and Bell. Carl, I said, hey, Sean Murphy, you're worth waiting for. But that's great. And if he can sustain that kind of effort, that's fantastic. Normally, if I told you that, you know, the Phillies are going to get 4 or 5 runs on Chris Sale, probably figure you're going to lose that game.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It was an entertaining game, back and forth. But as far as the bats are concerned, you know, we saw something we haven't seen consistently with this team, and that is guys driving in RBIs. Money had one, Riley, Murph had 4. You talk about, you know, putting runs across the plate. That's always been the issue. And then Austin Riley, Mike. Austin, I believe in you. 2 doubles last night.
Right.
He played really well. Hit the tie-breaking shot off the right center wall in the 7th. I just thought that's what we need to see from Austin Riley.
When Iglesias had the 2-out walk, I was about to throw something at the TV.
You thought he was about to blow.
But because generally that's a harbinger of bad things, but he got through it. So the Braves, and again, as you like to say, and everyone says who knows baseball, you're only as good as next day starting pitching.
Yep.
But you've got to build on this. Hopefully this is the kind of win against a team that is really, let's be honest, Carl, they've owned you when it matters. They've beaten you when the big money's on the line to get to the World Series or get to the next round of the playoffs. So let's hope that they do build off this. There's some momentum.
All right. Tonight, by the way, it's going to be Grant Holmes on the hill as we try to take 2 of these games. And it'd be great. I said it. We got to win a series. We got to start stacking series wins together. Mm. And meanwhile, are you concerned about Chris Sale? ERA a little high. He gave up 5 earned runs last night.
A guy who's such a proven, you know, winner. And both, remember, we heard the talk from Big Hugh Douglas yesterday that Zach Wheeler was going to come in and he won't be pushed around.
Yes.
Because he felt he got jobbed on the Cy Young. I thought neither starting pitcher was sharp. You know, I thought both had made some mistakes. I also thought the umpire was a mess. And we'll get into that later in Guy Talk. I can't wait till you guys that are all, I like the human element. I don't want to see robot umpires. Yeah. Talk about the strike zone. How about when Ozzie was out with runners in scoring position? Ozzie's shorter than me. They called the pitch that was literally 3 inches outside the zone.
Yeah, his head, up by his head. Either way, bullpen last night, Hernandez was really good. 1 1/3 innings. Comes in, he gets the dub. And Mike said it, Iglesias scared us a little bit, but he got the job done. His first save, by the way. First save. You would think Iglesias by now would have 3 or 4, but we haven't been in those positions to close things out.
Well, he blew one game, but, you know, again, you got to have a game that's savable, I guess, is part of the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Braves get their second win of the season. I did not think you and I would be here in Augusta talking about the Braves grabbing their second win as part of the homestand here in Atlanta. But,
it's hard.
Just figure it out. Figure it out. But it's good to see some of the bats coming alive.
Hey, man, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk more about the NFL draft as we count down to April 24th. That's the first round, first night of the NFL draft. We're going to talk to Ryan Roberts, NFL draft analyst. We'll get his thoughts on all these guys that we're looking at, but more importantly, what does he think the Falcons are going to do potentially? And again, we're all assuming, and you have to until things change, that we're going to pick 15th. And maybe draft night that changes. Again, I think there's going to be a lot of movement. I do think there's a really good chance that we move to go get a particular player that they're interested in. But until that happens, you got to say, all right, at 15, what are we looking at? And Mike, we said it yesterday, and I'm curious to see what our draft expert says today, and Ryan Roberts, about the multiple guys that could be there. And then How do you dictate who's the best player of this group, right?
Right.
Because we're talking about the edge rushers. And then what if, I don't think he will be, but what if the best corner, and let's just say one of the top tackles is there?
Right.
How do you weigh that situation if you're the Falcons, if you're serious about the offensive tackle?
That's why I was making such a big deal about the way they communicated their pre-draft stuff, about we're only going to talk to defensive. No, you're not. Come on. You're going to play the field because you got to have leverage so people around you are drafting around you or behind you think you may go for something they're going to get or they want. So who knows, Carl? All this talk to offensive linemen, including your guy from Texas, maybe that's just a smokescreen, or maybe legitimately they look at the right side and say, none of this is going to work. Whatever we think we're going to do defensively, if Michael Penix Jr. gets sacked 40 times plus
right
this year, then we're dead in the water. So we got to improve the right side.
All right, 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, as we are live in Augusta, where the Masters will start tomorrow. Today, part three. And it's fun to watch, right? Obviously, we were driving up here, but normally we'd either be in studio or before we come in today, you know, checking this thing out. I don't think it started till noon, but it's just always fun to see the family element and, you know, these guys interacting the way they do. Because once the match starts or once the Masters starts, it's for real.
But it was kind of neat today. I got here a chance to watch some of the early stuff. And again, ESPN, the Golf Channel, CBS, I should say, is covering this. If you go watch, it's gold. Justin Thomas, his two little kids, and his son, I don't know, he looks like he's two or three.
Yeah.
He walks over, and he's got a long address, and he swings as hard as he can with these little tiny clubs. The crowd was going bananas. His wife was on the bag. So this is really typical cool stuff. As we said yesterday, watching the guy skip the ball over 16, that never gets old.
No. And by the way, have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried
No, I just do it by accident. I just do it unintentionally.
Correct. Because when you hit it in the water and you hit it the correct way, it will skip, but you didn't do it purposely, okay?
Now, by the way, when you're playing with somebody and there's water involved, they hit the water, do you go, one, two, three, four, like you're skipping rocks? I do that. I did that to Becky last week at Canigate. She was not happy.
All right, guys. Hawks lost last night.
I'm not surprised.
Neither am I. I mean, we talked about, you know, Paolo and who was going to defend him. He had a monster night again.
Banchero was all over it.
He was. And Double O, that's Okongwu, guys. We call him Double O. Look, he's coming on, and he had a really good night as well. But the Hawks had 18 turnovers. And when you have 18 turnovers and a team shooting the ball as well as Orlando did last night, you put yourself in a tough position. The crazy thing about this, Mike, is they're probably going to have to win out. We got 3 games left, I believe, till the season's over. To maintain where they are, because everybody is so close. So right now, you're talking about a 2-game lead over the Hawks, 2.5 game lead over the Bulls
right
for Orlando. But we finished the season. Our last game is with Orlando. So, you know, look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't feel like they're playing with the kind of confidence you should have heading into the play-in. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Meanwhile, Orlando's on the other side of that. They're playing really well, and it just feels like even with Trey playing as well as he did last night, 28-10, that's a typical Trey night. It wasn't enough, you know?
No, and we had this discussion yesterday, and we actually have talked about this a lot, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just being honest. I'm not hyping this team. I mean, they're going to have to do what they do, and hopefully Trey, you have to really win and take over some games. But you just talked about the turnovers.
Yeah.
That just killed you. And I just think you're seeing so many more athletic front courts that we see. And you're going to see more of that in the playoffs. If you do win and you got to play Boston, you know, you don't match up with those guys. I know the regular season we can talk about, hey, we beat the Cavs. And playoffs is different. It's more physical. It's more half court. And you just can't go toe-to-toe. And another 30-point game for Double O last night.
Yeah.
You know, so he's, you know, scoring wise, he's doing his job, but then make him the 4, right? And let's go get another big guy to help him out, because that's the kind of stuff we need down low.
Coming up, we'll hear from Snit. Big win to start the series against the Phillies. Also, Sean Murphy. He downplays, you know, hey, I'm the spark. We needed something. Murph came back and did it last night. You'll hear from him as well as we return here live in Augusta at Twin Peaks on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Thank you. when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are headed this way, or you live in Augusta, you listen to Dukes and Bell, we'd love to get a chance to meet you. This location is pretty cool, man. A lot of folks here just checking out the par three competition that's going on.
Ran into a couple of folks when I rolled in at the bar, and some folks from as far away as Chicago, and there's a guy in the corner from London, England, with his buddies, and this is their first Masters. They got badges which kick in for Thursday and Friday. But as we said, I mean, for some folks, it really is. If you've been lucky enough to be inside the Masters, yeah, you do get a worldwide, obviously a national crowd, and it really is something special. And today, watching the weather is absolutely perfect for the par three.
Man, it is. I mean, like, I think, you know, and again, I'm not a weatherman, I think I saw like a small chance of rain on one of these days, but it looks like through the weekend, Mike, it's going to be good weather. Maybe we get some really low scores tomorrow.
Hey, sometimes when this thing starts. A little bit of rain, man, they start throwing darts, right?
Oh, no, you never know. I saw somewhere where it was, you know, I think it's a 70 or it had to be a 70 and a half if Scottie Scheffler or Rory were going to shoot in the first round 70 or 70 and a half because they're the favorites to win this thing. Obviously, we know there are other guys who are playing really well, which we'll talk about along the way. But I was like thinking about that, Mike, and, you know, there have been so many guys who don't necessarily shoot great on the first day, right?
Right.
Who end up winning this because as the tournament moves along, they're playing better, and, you know, Saturday's obviously moving day. I'm hard pressed to just say, okay, yeah, if Scotty or if Rory shoots, you know, below 70, that they're automatically going to win this thing. We've seen how this plays out.
Right. And sometimes it's funny. You want to go. I don't know if you're ever lucky enough. First off, you're just happy to be here. But if you're a part of a Masters, whether it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, don't you want to see one of those dudes who's going to the Golf Hall of Fame win? No disrespect to. Yeah. And he is. I mean, Jose or Maria Olazabal or a Charles Schwartzel. You want to be here when a Tiger or a Phil, you know, or in this case, or maybe you're here when Bubba won one of his. But you want to be one of those, yeah, I was there when, for that guy. An American, generally.
Yeah. Hopefully, if that's the case. But you know what? There's so many international golfers now. It's such a worldwide sport.
I'm pulling for Rory this time.
But man, there's so many great golfers from all over the place now. And it just, you know, Mike, you can't just pinpoint one guy or one country and say that's where the winner's going to come from. Real quick, we were talking about basketball, and we saw this earlier, but why is he going pro, Mike? Why is he going pro?
Asa Newell is going pro, and he's probably not going to be drafted top 20. I know these guys all have the ability. This is not something new. This has nothing to do with the NIL or anything. But the last, 15 years, guys could go to the NBA, and they basically could – it's almost like a clearinghouse. Hey, where am I going to go in the draft? And I guess somebody told Asa Newell, you're a first-round pick, so he's going. Because I guess he feels, hey, sooner I get there, the sooner I get paid. And if I do well, I get paid a second time.
Yeah.
I just think if you stayed at Georgia or anywhere else where you get coached up, you come out a year later, you're a top 10 pick.
For a guy like this, and again, I don't – if the kid wants to go and his advisors are telling him it's the best thing. But we're in a different age now. And if I'm not going top five, Mike, yes, there's a significant money difference when you start talking about going 23 or 25 versus going top five. And my point is he could stay at Georgia and still be taken care of, okay?
Right.
Develop even more and put himself in a better position to get into the draft. Listen, I think Carson Beck made the right decision. I also think leaving Georgia was probably the right decision. But the thing is, Carson Beck's still in college, and he's still trying to improve his draft status,
right.
But he's being taken care of. He knew coming out this year might not be the best situation. I know maybe the class, I'm not sure. And that's how I feel about Ace Newell.
I don't know what Ace Newell's market value is as far as NIL, but obviously six figures plus, right?
Has to be.
But you go – and again, even worst-case scenario, no disrespect to Coach White, although I disrespect him on a regular basis.
You do.
If you feel you're not getting the juice in Athens, go somewhere else, and you'll get paid to your point, improve your draft stock, and maybe it's in the SEC where you're playing against great competition. Either way, so now he'll be just another one of these guys who's not ready for the NBA that may take 4 years to become that guy.
All right, just wanted to mention that. We'll talk more about it in the Dog Report, but that is out there as he put a nice – pinned a letter to his social media saying, Dog Nation, thank you, and thanking everybody. Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks. Gordon is with us. Jeep Money, our on-site engineer, back at the studio. Big O's running things, and, of course, Turtle is back on the job, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
It's the Braves and the Bats, guys. We needed a spark. Last night, it was Sean Murphy who did that, but Austin Riley was up late in this game. He had two doubles, hit one off the right center wall in the seventh. It scored Ozuna, who had walked, then moved to second on a wild pitch. Those are the breaks that have not happened for this Braves team that happened last night in this game, and Brian Snicker talked about it.
No, I mean, and you kind of hope that something like that does kind of relax him a little bit, and that's, you know, when he hit it right where he lives. I mean, that's kind of his power alley right there. It's like when he's going good, that's where he hits the ball. And then, you know, hopefully that's a sign of good things to come for him, because that's obviously one of the bigger at-bats we've had all year, and I'm glad he's the one who got it.
Yeah, we needed it, man. Kelnick, by the way, walked three times, scored twice. It was just one of those things where offensively we got some production that we had been needing. Snicker also talking about, Mike, the acquisition of Rafael Montero. They traded for him from the Astros. Some bullpen help here. What's Snit think about that?
You know, the reports were good. That's why Alex acquired him. You know, I just remember the guy in World Series and you know, following the Astros. And, you know, he was a big part of that bullpen for a while. And kind of, they said he's been throwing the ball really well, and he's got experience. There's no situations, I know. It's just about getting him back going and being himself. And kind of, you know, we kind of get a little excited when you get a guy with like that. So hopefully we can help him to get back to, you know, what he was before.
Bargain shopping, kind of like what we're used to, and hoping a guy, to stick his point, gets back to what he was, and that's why you're able to get him. But the bullpen last night, Carl, after Sale, as we said, a little disappointed. If I told you he's going to have five earned runs and not make it through five, you'd probably figure that's an L. But the bullpen does a nice job covering four and a third last night, scoreless baseball.
Yeah, and as we said, Hernandez ends up getting the win. But, yeah, I mean, the trying to help the bullpen, you're right. It didn't cost a whole lot. This guy's a ton of experience. We'll see what he's got, man. And you know, ultimately, we're going to get a chance to figure this out. As I said, I think Snit's still trying to figure out where he wants to go on certain nights and who truly are going to be the setup guys for this team. Meanwhile, let's hear from Sean Murphy, Mike, because we need him to hit. And he came on last night. He talked about his home run.
You know, there's guys on base. It wasn't the time to ease into it. It was for just, you know, if I get a good pitch, hit, swing.
Yeah, he did get a good pitch. When it was connected, we were out having dinner last night, and there's a bunch of people just like this at Twin Peaks watching the game, and everybody went, oh, it's gone, Murph went deep. And I'm starting, Sean Murphy? We're talking about Sean Murphy? Because if, you know, listen, last year was so bad, and we know this. He's not going to be that bad, at least I do. He's not going to be that bad this year, and I'm just glad to see him get back in the bigs, Mike. His first plate appearance, his first, it was just good for the Braves.
Right. He was about, I think it's like 17 points above his career average 2 years ago.
Yep.
Last year, he didn't even hit his weight. But if this is the way to go, and again, we did hear from Grant McCauley that he did hit some tape measure shots when he was in the minors with the Stripers. It's great to see, man. Look, I'll get off his back if he does what he's paid for. He's paid pretty good money to play, you know, every 2 out of 3 days.
Sean Murphy says, I'm not the spark. I'm not going to be that guy to get this offense going. Well, you were last night. And by the way, it can be a different guy every night. It doesn't have to be the same guy. That's why Mike was saying, hey, we need Acuna back. We need something to get going. But here's what Murph said about being the spark.
It could have been anybody. But we'll see. You get another game tomorrow. So you have to do it again.
Thank you, Sean Murphy.
A man of few words and last year fewer hits, but hopefully again that changes this year.
Thank you, Sean Murphy.
Yeah, he's rather curt, but and we'll get to being curt with the media coming up. But yeah, man, Sean Murphy, hey, Carl, the 7-8-9 was a disaster last year. That goes a long way to kind of beefing that up. Arcia, by the way, 1-for-3. So okay, with a walk.
Yeah, look, again, I know I'm not going to focus on Arcia. If we get him to hit, it's bonus. Last night, you got Riley hitting, you got Murphy hitting, Money Mike. Those guys are the guys that I'm going to count on day in and day out. Again, tonight, it's Grant Holmes. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Hawks and turnovers. To me, that was the story last night, despite losing 119-112. Onyeka Okongwu, big night. As Mike mentioned, 30 points, 14 boards. But listen to Quinn Snyder talk about why he thinks this thing went wrong.
You know, I thought the second quarter, you know, we had some possessions where we really defended well, and we turned the ball over, and they made us pay on those. And those are big swings, because when we do guard and we have a chance to get out and maybe get something easy, and, you know, the flip side is we turn it over and then give up something, and now we're taking it out of the net. Those are tough plays.
Yeah, Mike, and we didn't shoot the ball well from three either last night. That was the other thing.
Yeah, it's funny. A couple guys hit us up on the text line after last segment. I mean, you've been, you know, promoting Okongwu and deservedly so, and he's playing great. So where do we fix this team in the offseason? Because, you know, there's still, I mean, last night, 30-14. I mean, he scored on a consistent basis. But is the defense good enough, though, to go against those elite front court guys you were talking about?
No, you still need to go get a real defensive stopper. Look, for all the things that we talk about Clint Capela, at least at his best, he was a rim protector, right?
Right.
I think Okongwu is a natural four. He can stretch the floor. And if he's playing against other guys like this, he has the potential to dominate. But you got to get better interior defensive play. You've got Dyson Daniels on the perimeter. So he's going to defend the guy on the opposite team who's their best perimeter player. You need a rim protector guy, Mike, also. But a guy that can score. And those guys are hard to find, man.
Right. And, again, the game got close at the end because the Magic kind of got tight.
Yes.
And they started doing silly stuff. Neek was talking about it on TV. But aside from that, I mean, they really were in control. And they shot a lot better from the three-point line.
All right, man. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Rory said. We're in Augusta. Very interesting stuff, as Mike and I were discussing about how he's going to not speak to the media after his rounds. We'll talk about it, but when we come back, we will get into the Falcons and the risk of moving one way or the other off of the 15th pick, do you want them to make a move one way or the other? Up, down, back, front? Which way do you expect them to go? And by the way, will that impact the position that they draft? We'll tell you next. So I was feeling earlier like Stakey. It reads, Rory not speaking to the media. So
Kind of a boob is not going to talk to the media at the Masters?
Mike says to me, no. Rory is talking about the guy that's not speaking to the media. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, guys. Robert C. Daniel Parkway is the physical location, 277. Is where we're at. We'll be out here until 7 o'clock. Appreciate some of the folks who've already stopped by and said hello. And, Mike, you had a chance to meet some folks at the bar earlier.
Yeah, because if you are staying, maybe some guys will come out. You know, maybe they're lucky enough to have a badge for tomorrow or Friday. They got a hotel out here. You're lucky enough to have some place to crash. You know, Carl, you know how hard it is during Masters
Week.
It's
hard.
But, yeah, we're right off of Bobby Jones Parkway. So it's 520 and just the first, like, basically first exit. Come down and see us, man.
All right. With that said, we want to play this for you. This is Rory speaking about one of his fellow golfers, because apparently there's a, I don't even want to say a controversy, but I don't like this idea. I think, and not especially the majors, okay?
Right.
If this is some half-blank tournament that you're playing in and you don't want to talk to the media, so be it. But once you become a legitimate star on the PGA Tour, Mike, I feel like you have an obligation, win, lose, or draw, okay? Especially if you're in the hunt and you lose, and I know it sucks, okay? Ask Jack how many second places he had in his career. You still have to address the fans and say, hey, here's what happened. Here's what I was thinking. I think people appreciate that, and you ingratiate yourself even more to the fan base. So give the background on this.
So Colin Morikawa, you guys know he's the winner of the 2020 PGA Championship and the Open Championship. I think that was the one that was in San Francisco. But anyway, he's a two-time major winner. Either way, he's a guy with, you know, he's top-ranked golfer. So a couple months back, back in March, he finished one shot back of Russell Henley at the Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill in Orlando. Afterwards, he declines to speak to the golf press, which, by the way, not to paint with a broad brush, it's a rather soft golf media. This isn't exactly you're going up against Woodward and Bernstein, Carl, after your round.
True. Yes.
But anyway, he said he declined to talk to the press. A few days later, Morikawa said he doesn't owe anyone in the media anything. So on Tuesday, he was asked about it. Morikawa basically said there needs to be a balance and an ebb and flow between everything. You can't just ask me when I'm playing well. So it sounds so diva-ish, and we'll get into more about Morikawa. But first, because Rory is the face of the PGA Tour these days, they asked him about it.
All right, here's a soundbite from Rory.
Every other athlete, whether it be in the NBA, NFL, they're obligated to speak to you guys after a game. We're not. So, you know, whether that's something that the PGA Tour looks to in terms of putting that into their rules and regulations, but as long as that's not the case and we have that option to opt out whenever we want, expect guys to do that.
Okay. First of all, Rory is right.
Right.
It is in the CBA for the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Right.
And that's why these obligations happen. But I just disagree with Morikawa. I like Colin's game. But you haven't won enough to say you're not going to speak to the media only when you're playing well, and then you want that coverage and you want that love. But when you're not, or you come in second, that, all right, I get to you know, bolt and not address anything.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. And so if you're not going to speak, then be that guy, Mike, that doesn't talk at all.
Right.
And just goes and plays.
I take the trophy home. Goodbye.
Correct.
Drop the mic.
But it didn't work that way.
No, and it's just like I said, I'm like you. I got no problem with Morikawa. I don't dislike him one way or the other. But it's such a soft mindset. It's so soft. It's so 2025. First off, you're the most pampered athletes in the friggin' planet. Okay? Yes, you're an independent contractor. You don't have to play if you don't want to play.
Nope.
You show up at the event you want to play, and if you score, you make money. If you don't, you go home, so be it. But, I mean, this golf media, as we said, it's not like you're dealing with some really tough questions. Most of these guys, let's be honest, Carl, that cover golf have a charmed life. It's a lot of golf junkets, and they're probably all staying in nice, like the Bridgestone House or one of these other, you know, hospitality houses out here this weekend.
With a chef.
Yeah, believe it.
Oh, I know.
Because you and I both done it.
I know.
It's legit. So for Morikawa to sit there, he's on a losing streak, you're like, come on, man. You're going to not talk to the media? There needs to be an ebb and flow? No, you speak when you win, you speak when you lose. Be a man, okay? You sound like a soft, pampered twit. And I don't want to call you that, but that's what you make it sound like. And then Rory, see, this is what you always talk about whenever there's a controversy in a locker room. Guys now have to answer questions
for other guys.
About you.
For other guys.
Because Rory, who, by the way, let's be honest, who is it, Jay Monahan, the commissioner? He hung Rory out to dry. Rory was out there going, screw Live Golf, I'm a PGA man. And then the PGA's like, oh, we're talking to Live Golf. And Rory's like, no, what? So now Rory's like, sure, man, if we don't want to talk, what do I care? Don't talk.
Yeah.
Because what do I get for helping out the PGA?
I just, and again, you know, there's proper etiquette. Again, if you're playing in a fly-by-night tournament, you're at the Master. You're telling me if Colin Morikawa loses the Masters by two strokes, right, that we're not going to hear from him? Like, I get it. The winner gets all of the attention, right? But I also feel like if he wins this and puts on a green jacket, that he's going to get all the love and you know, he's going to be all about it. And I just feel like he's asking for two things here. He's basically saying, only when I win do you guys want to, you know, cover me. And I'm not going to talk if I don't win. Like, I don't get this. I just don't get this.
No, it's a very – especially strange for a guy who's been to the top of the score. Let's be honest, Carl. He's won majors.
Yes.
He's been on the top of the leaderboard. To throw this out there, it really is. It's almost like, dude, what country are you – what world are you living in, man?
Yeah. I don't know. Did Tiger, has he talked through these struggles that he's been going through?
Tiger had to call a press conference and answer the most embarrassing questions ever after everything. Remember that awkward press conference at PGA headquarters in Ponte Vedra?
Of course.
I mean, everybody mans up in this situation.
Yeah.
You think, you said it, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer.
Well, all these...
I mean, even Greg Norman, who no one likes, would answer tough questions about choking tournaments.
You have to do it. That's how I feel. You guys can tell us what you think. I thought that was interesting. As I read that, Rory says no speaking to the media. I just read it verbatim.
No, man, it's all good. But, yeah, he's talking about Morikawa, who's got a man up.
All right, 404-726-0929. Stakey, you know I love you. I don't like that idea. And while we're here and we're talking about it, tell me now, before this starts tomorrow, because tomorrow morning when you get up, these guys will be on the course, at least, you know, the first groups will be on the course. Who do you like to win this thing? Do you think one of these live guys wins this?
Man, DeChambeau's got – you see the thing? DeChambeau's got long odds. So if you're looking for some value, you know,
yeah.
For guys who don't know what a Calcutta is, it's basically where you buy in your favorite golfers. And usually you have a dozen or more people, and you can make some serious loot. I think – that's why I asked you earlier, even though he's not been great of late, Scotty Scheffler versus the field, I think Billy Horschel's certainly a guy I'd be pulling for. But, yeah.
You give Spieth any shot whatsoever?
No, none. I don't believe in Spieth anymore. I'd like to. I know that he was a hell of a story.
Yeah.
And Rory, here's the thing. Is Rory going to be able to put it together? Because, as you know, Carl, we're going on 11 years since he won his last major. And I think there was an article in Golf Digest talking about the longest separation between major wins.
It's hard,
he'd be making
man.
Some history.
Yeah, and I say it's hard. It's been hard on him because he's chasing, you know, with a couple of wins coming into the Masters, he's chasing the Grand Slam. I do think there is pressure on him this time around, unlike there has been, because he's won. And when you've got, you know, a couple of wins behind you, everybody knows this is the one you need most. Talking about a Masters win, this is the final leg for him. Mike, I do think there's some pressure. Years past, there hasn't been, because there's been no expectation. When you come in with two wins under your belt, it changes how people feel. It's like Scotty Scheffler. He's not coming in with wins under his belt this year like he did last year, where everybody's like, Scotty, this is his year. He's going to win it again. I do think Rory has that kind of pressure on him. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. I'll say this. If Scheffler wins again, that's, what, three?
Yep.
In less than 5 years. And now you're talking about unprecedented, you know, company, Mike, when you start talking about if he's able to win it again. I think Scottie Scheffler is the best golfer in the world. That's just me, but it doesn't mean that he's going to come in here and win it. I know guys remember he cut his hand.
I was trying to make some stuff, trying to make some barbecue. That's why the barbecue was on his champions menu.
Yes.
Cut it with a glass, with a wine glass.
And that's set him back. But he says he's feeling a lot better. And his game, Mike, from what I've seen the last few tournaments in which I've watched, he doesn't seem like he's lacking anything.
He shot a 76 in the third round of the Genesis Open at Torrey Pines. He finished third, and he finished second at the Texas Children's Houston of the old Shell, right? They used to be the old Shell Open.
Yes, it was.
But so he's got a second. He's got two top threes. But you know, this course plays to his skill set. You know he can putt. So I'm certainly down with that. I like Billy Horschel because, you know, local connection with the Atlanta golf team that Arthur owned, which is kind of cool. By the way, while we're talking golf, there's an article that came out today, Live Golf on Fox. So it's on a big TV network.
Okay.
It made 484,000 as far as viewership. That is roughly half of what the indoor virtual golf was getting on ESPN on a Tuesday night.
Wow.
So to give you an idea, just even when they're on big boy networks, Live Golf, they just can't get they just cannot get the traction.
If you are wondering, you can bet on a Masters hole-in-one. Simply yes or no. It's about minus 200. You can bet on whether the winner is going to be from the U.S. or not from the U.S. You can also bet on will there be a playoff in this Masters.
Ooh.
Yes
How
or
about
no.
That?
Some of the prop bets that are out there. And again, what Live player wins? So you can get into that if you believe it's going to be a Live player.
That would be John Rahm at 14-1.
Those are not bad.
To see DeChambeau 16-1. That's why if I had like, if I knew a guy, well, we both know a guy. But I mean, I wouldn't mind putting 500 on DeChambeau. That's the kind of money we'd make on the Falcons if they won the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
In 2016.
What's the cut? You can bet on that. What the cut's going to be, and all kind of fun stuff.
Spieth,
man.
By the way, 33-1. You were asking about Spieth earlier?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It, you know, when he won it, what was it, 2015, Mike? And he just dominated the field, right? And everybody thought, like, okay, this is going to be the next decade for Spieth. And I know he's had his issues and struggles, you know, putting and elsewhere, but I'm with you. I don't necessarily have a lot of confidence in where he's at, particularly right now. We'll see what happens, man. We're live at Twin Peaks talking about golf because it is Masters Week, and we are here at Twin Peaks hanging out. We got a lot more to get to, guys. We're going to talk to, as I said, draft analysts coming up next hour. His name is Ryan Roberts, and we'll get his breakdown on a lot of the guys we've been talking about potentially for our Falcons. And as we said, their top three needs, and look, I don't care how you put it, whether it's edge, defensive tackle, or corner, those are their needs. But for me, you can't continue to talk about how bad we are at the pass rush and not say edge is not the number one need. So that's why I'm having a hard time with some of the other stuff. I think it's a lot of smoke being thrown out right now by the team saying, hey, we're interested in this guy and that guy, when you know this is your most pressing issue.
By the way, I know it's nerdy, but I did it again, bro.
I did a
mock draft this morning,
okay,
and I was on the Pro Football Focus because all the websites are a little bit different. So I tried to set everything for normal, right? No crazy stuff. I was able to trade out of 15 to the Steelers.
Where
because
they at?
21.
Okay.
In this draft, the Steelers couldn't get Shador. They were moving up to go get Shador Sanders. He fell all the way to 15. I know you and I have talked about the nonsense about Shador. So, again, I don't think the likelihood of that is probably 1,000 to 1. But in that draft, I was able to pick up a third and a fourth and a fifth for those guys to move up.
Well, I would like that.
Me too.
I would like us to have those additional picks. All right, we're coming back. Should the Falcons really risk moving down from 15? We'll talk about it next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.